Let's talk about what we're going to be doing this summer at the Larry J. Ringer Library in the Bryan College Station Library System.
Yes, yes. Well, we're very excited, very excited. It starts actually Monday, where we're our summer reading club, and children, teens, and adults can come and sign up, but you don't have to come Monday. It's just you can sign up anytime throughout the summer.
I got you.
And they get a reading log, and then they read for 15 days, you know, whichever amount of time they want to do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, more than like a half a second.
Sure.
And and then they bring their logs back, and they get like really cool coupons, because I've pretty much met everybody in the entire area, because I've been calling people, hey, can we have some coupons?
Oh, good for you.
You know?
Okay.
And so they'll get some coupons and, you know, attaboy, awesome, awesome, put their names up on the wall. And then they bring it back and home and read again. Mm-hmm. And when they have 30 days that they have read, then they can bring it back and they get a free book. And
the books are their choice to read?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. If they want to read The Shampoo Bottle, that's okay, too. Just, you know, do it for a while.
She is so un-Shirley Jones. Are you mad at Shirley Jones and the Music Man for making everybody think that's what librarians are like? Because you're really outgoing, and you're obviously the right kind of personality to be calling people about, you know, helping out the program.
I'm a children's librarian. We talk through puppets.
You
know, I mean.
Okay.
So do we. You just can't see them.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let me say this to you, then. If there's a business out there that would like to donate something, they could be in touch with you.
Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
I mean, because I'm a big proponent. I read all the time, but certainly for the show, and I don't know that I've read that many books, as many as I used to, but I'm always trying to. Reading is just so important. I mean, just opens up so many doors for kiddos as they grow up.
Well, it gives them a really good. I do a lot of the early literacy stuff in the libraries, and I do that because I have a passion to give the kids a head start.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work in the juvenile delinquency field, and I saw how things can happen if they don't have a good start. And, you know, so I teach these literacy workshops where I tell parents, you know, these kids are learning to read when they, even before they're born, you know, just talk to them and just do, you know, sing to them and stuff like that. So, yeah, it will help them so much, you know, when they get to school, and then, you know, learning will just be old hat.
Well, then let me ask you this, Cindy, because then this may not tie in at all with what we're talking about, but, you know, obviously if mom and dad don't read in the home, then the child doesn't see that kind of modeling as a situation. So what happens for that, not for the person who can't read, but for the person who doesn't read well or is not enjoying reading, who's older? What kind of outreach is done for that?
Okay, like a reluctant reader?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, a lot of time what happens with a reluctant reader is they don't attach that object book with pleasure.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, us as human beings, if it's pleasurable, we want to do it. If it's not, we don't want to do it. And somewhere along the way, like they were, you know, forced to read, you know, this 20 minutes a day, and you don't want to read this, or you don't want to read that, or it becomes a real big push for reading something they don't want to read. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not pleasurable.
Okay.
So I don't want to do things that it's
so
not
you need
fun.
To find something that will interest them, and then that way, as you say, they become a reader who's doing it actually for enjoyment.
Yeah, so that's one of the things we teach the parents, is we teach the parents, you know, how to be very interactive. That's what we do at the library in our story times, is very interactive and fun.
Yeah.
And if they're done by page 3, it's like, okay, shut the book and go do something else, you know?
Yeah,
just always associate that object book with fun.
Okay, so the reading program starts on Monday. You don't have to start on Monday, but it continues on from there. So if they want some more information, then what do they do?
They can go to our website, and then they can go ahead and see. We've also got programs, Buku programs, all summer at both libraries. I mean, we'll be blowing stuff up.
Oh, cool.
Yes, we have like big old snakes and, you know, superhero academies and dancing and physics and chemistry and storytelling and art and crafts. And I mean, seriously, we will keep the people in this area busy all summer at the two libraries. And the best part about it is it's free.
Yeah, well, no kidding. And you're learning to read and exercising that reading muscle, right?
Yes.
Okay, again, the number to call or the website?
The website.
Okay, that is? Which is?
Whoa. Okay, wait. Here's a trivia question. Can I give you the phone number?
Oh, you can give me the phone number, too. Sure.
Come on, yeah. I've only been here 3 weeks.
I know.
I can't even get my locker open right.
She said locker in case you couldn't tell. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, our phone number over there is 979-764-3416. Okay.